This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be you can watch on YouTube reviewing for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
I don't understand something. How can you give me a by the way before we have not said a word to each other?
I'll say no.
And you were about to get on
no.
The air. Like what?
I'll say no.
What?
By the way. If you ever subject me to summer league basketball again.
Why?
Dude.
It was a great time.
There's a new condo on Brickell.
Dude, that's not fair. That's not fair.
That's
that was a great game yesterday. That was a great game yesterday.
I'm waiting for...
We got a new star.
Can Bronny do something?
Dude.
He just stands in the corner.
Dude, he don't do anything.
He don't do nothing.
He's intangibles. Weird.
Get the rebound.
He had a nice little run in the second quarter of deflections.
Right. Yeah.
He did. He got his team going, but that dude don't even look at the basket.
No.
I think he tried like one jump shot because they gave him like the first bucket of the game. Easy layup. You're like, all right, Bronny got his mojo going. Let's see what Bronny James has got.
Yep.
Never looked at the basket again, except for like one wide open three.
Yeah.
That was it. But you didn't love Keyshawn Johnson, dude?
No, he was good. In
Caleb Martin,
but,
who?
But
Caleb Martin, who? Who? Who?
But here's the thing. Listen. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
It was Brick City on both sides. Except for
until the last 3 minutes when the Heat went on a 12-0 run to win the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was good.
That was good.
There was this thing, you know, it was funny, this Alondis Williams, who was G League Most Improved Player last year. They call him Man. And he's got a bag. He kind of looks like Terry Rozier, to be honest with you. He's got like Terry Rozier to him. Mm-hmm. And there was one play, speaking of Bronny, I was talking to Dan Day about this. Dan Day in today, by the way, for Frog Boy, who left us high and dry. Not that we don't love having you, Dan Day, but it was just very strange that Frog Boy just dipped off the face of the earth last night.
Yeah, but Dan said he knew.
I didn't know.
Me neither.
I was in a car ride with Frog Boy yesterday. I gave Frog Boy a ride home, and then he goes, yeah, you know, I got all these things coming up, and I got these comedy shows with crowd, but never mentioned, hey, by the way, I'm out.
Right.
I was like, oh, okay. No, I'm like, I'm happy for you, buddy. I'm like, I'm glad you. He was telling me he's got all these bit plans and all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, 9 o'clock comes and rats off a ship. Just gone. So, but great to have you here, Dan.
I guess I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, right, man. Well, it's good to have. We needed some soccer expertise as well. So it is great to have you there. But so I was telling Dan before the show, we were talking about Bronny. And Bronny had like this one defensive possession, because he don't have offensive possessions. All he has is defensive possessions. But he had this one possession where Zion Poland, one of the Heat's two-way guys from Florida, he has him. Then he switches on to Alondis Williams. Didn't really bottle him up, but did, you know, contest, tough shot. Alondis Williams misses the shot. And the Lakers go up, I think at that point, 10 on the other end. And then Alondis Williams says, enough of you, child. And just like throws a shoulder into him the first time, gets a bucket. But then, dude, he puts this move on him in the fourth quarter. Spin move between the legs, off kiss off the window. And I was like, but poor Bronny got sent flying. Woo! He gets sent flying. Oh, dude!
He was the music.
So, yeah, that was I found it to be an exciting game. Yes, Brick City. That's fair. But you didn't like Keyshawn Johnson.
I'm gonna say this.
He does it all.
It played like everybody was just trying to get to the rim, right? That's all that was. Nobody was really shooting or making shots. They had a couple of stretches where guys were making shots, but like holy smokes, it was just go to the rim. Everybody's just going to the rim. Show one-on-one skills. Go to the rim.
Well, get to our headlines here, brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store?
Palmetto Ford! We know trucks.
So the Heat, they do win their final Summer League game. They go on a 12-0 run to beat the Lakers 80-76. Really, really fun ending, but yes, it was disappointing. I certainly, mm-hmm. when the news started that, hey, by the way, none of our draft picks are playing tonight, I was like, what? Come on. You guys just had 2 days off, baby. So it instead gets to go in the hands of Keyshawn Johnson, new undrafted gem. 21 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, 3 blocks. And got to do it in front of the only fans in the building that were his family, which was cool. The guy, who is that guy? Do you guys know who that old timer is who was doing the games? He just sounded. Who?
Thurl.
He just sounds like old school, old time coach. Like I don't know who he was, but at one point he goes, I don't like all these razzmatazz jerseys. I was like, wow.
Oh.
I'm like, whoa. I don't like all these razzmatazz. I like them simple. Celtics. I was like, ugh, intangibles. See where this is going. So they win. They now go on to the Vegas Summer League. And the news yesterday, Leroy, Jaime Jaquez Jr. is going to play a few games for the Heat Summer League team.
I'm going to say this.
Okay.
And I'm going to say this with all of... That guy played more basketball than anybody in your organization?
75 games, yep.
And he's the one you got going to Summer League?
Well, I think he just likes to hoop.
No, stop.
What?
Like, you played 75 games in your rookie season.
Yeah.
You're not going to your organization and say, please, let me hit up that summer league. They asked him to.
Well, he was in
Vegas. No, no, no.
He was in Vegas.
He played more games than anybody.
You know, here's the thing.
You know what?
What?
Oh, Tom Thibodeau's franchise.
What are you talking about?
Really?
Time should change. You gotta set the tone.
This guy. So you don't have a problem with the guy who played the most games for your franchise plays summer league?
I have a problem with it. Maybe. Oh, it's second goodness. Year. You got to still earn some
so
chops.
So what? It adds up.
Does it? Adds up. He hasn't played basketball in 3 months. He was just playing with the scrimmage of the select team. Or scrimmaging Team USA. He's playing basketball.
You're trying to justify this, and you know you're damn
This is a ridiculous
thing. Flat out wrong.
This is why can't he be with his new teammates?
New teammates?
So,
yeah!
So
let me make the
this,
team.
Let me get this straight. You don't have a problem with the guy who's played more basketball for your organization when your problem has been guys not playing, making him play more basketball.
No problem with it.
You're a buffoon.
Why?
That's crazy.
I don't understand what the problem is. You know, he's going to probably play a lot.
That's like saying, okay, here. You're a rookie, A-Chan. You had 1,300 yards. Awesome season. Played all 17 games. Why don't you go give us a couple of weeks in the UFL?
No, that's not fair. That's not fair.
Yeah.
If it was, if they asked him, though, to go to rookie minicamp, you know, just to, again, just.
No,
to...
he ain't a rookie.
Ah, come on,
what
dude.
What are you doing? Look, no.
I don't understand. I don't see what the problem is. You know, he's going
to
play with Khalil
Ware.
The
only people that have to go to rookie camp are injured guys and rookies.
He's going
to. That's it.
He's going to probably play a lot with Khalil Ware. Don't you want him to build that chemistry?
Have you seen summer league basketball? That ain't chemistry.
I've enjoyed every
That's
second.
That's everybody get this.
I love summer league.
Oh, my goodness.
I love summer league going back to the days of James Ennis.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I don't think – look, Jaime could have said no. He could have said no.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
Listen, he's at a position where he's not there where he can turn down the organization.
Mm.
But the organization should know better than him.
He's a hoops addict.
It does. I don't care. Do you understand?
Hoops junkie.
Do you understand what you just asked or suggesting?
Hmm.
You're suggesting that it's okay. Now keep in mind, what has your team been plagued with? Guys not playing enough games, wearing down, getting broken up at the end
Three
of the
games,
season.
Baby.
And the guy that played the most games, who looked a little beat up at the end, you're going to say go play more basketball in the summer?
Every once in a while, you need to rev up the engine.
No, not even listening to you.
Terry Rozier is going to be there practicing.
Huh?
Terry Rozier is going to be there practicing.
He's rehabbing.
Well, at least they're with the team.
No, he's rehabbing. There's a difference. I said that in the beginning of my comments. No.
So you wouldn't buy it if he's
practicing
with the team?
What?
If he's practicing with the team, that's fine.
Yeah.
But not playing.
Practicing basketball is different than playing in games.
Come on. What's the harm?
What?
You teach Swedish Swish a few things?
I'm not commenting on this. Like, this is just stupid. It's stupid for me to even think that you would have any idea of what I'm talking about.
RMS says, Tobes, usually with you and your shenanigans, but Triple J should not step foot on a summer league court, -1. Jesus!
Do you not understand how ridiculous what you're suggesting sounds?
I'm not suggesting anything.
No.
He's doing it.
But you're saying it's okay. Do you know how ridiculous it sounds? Because guess what? Guess what? You're going to be the first one. In the beginning of the year, if he's sore and has to sit out a week or two, go play too much basketball in the summer.
What? No way. Hold on. Let me get this straight. If Jaime Jaquez would have showed up to the Miami Pro League to get some run in.
That's different.
How's that different?
Because when you say, hey, I need a break, come get me.
You don't think they're going to give him that kind of liberty in the summer league? You think Coach Dan Masacchio is not going to say, oh, okay, Jaime.
No, you know what's going to happen? Everybody, once you get in the game, you want to win, right? Coaches, players, everybody want to win. So when you get in that environment, if Jaime is the only one making shots, which, by the way, what I've seen, he will be the only one making shots consistently.
Zion Poland had moments.
I can't do this. Let's go to break.
Why?
Because
listen. I like this attitude from Luis. Jaime, Ware, Larson, KJ going to be nice in Vegas.
Who cares?
Oh,
are we trying to win summer league? Is that something we're going to put in the Raptors?
Dude, can I just say, You guys are ridiculous. Because here, this is how I look at this. When it comes January and February and March of next year, that bill's going to be due. Mm. And I don't want to hear not one of you. I don't want to hear it saying, oh, when Jaime's a little sore because dude's been, listen.
No, but you
realize how much basketball he's played in the last year? Because they go basically straight from college into.
He got a nice European vacation. He's good.
2 weeks. So you're telling me that a professional athlete who plays all those games and all those minutes, and Jaime played more minutes than anybody because he was the only damn one healthy.
That's true.
Right? You're saying, oh, go take a vacation. Take a couple of week vacation. When you get back, we going back at it?
Back at it, dude.
Dude, I wish. You know what I wish I could do? Here's what I wish I could do. I wish I could put your body through that.
Mm-hmm.
So you firsthand understood.
I'm not a hoop
what
junkie.
These guys go.
He's a hoop junkie.
I don't give a rat's ass what kind of junkie he is.
He's a hoop
too
junkie.
Too much is too much. You got to let your body heal.
Why do we have to have takes about this? Like, obviously he wouldn't go if he didn't want to go. He loves hoops.
Really? Really? You think he's going to say to Pat, Pat, I ain't feeling it.
Right. What? Right.
That's what you're going to go to Pat Ryan and say. You know that's.
No. Well, let me ask you that. Let's ask
that.
Hold on.
You're off to a, like.
What is the problem? Just be. Now, let me ask you this about the Jaime Jaquez thing, all right? Because I didn't think you were going to have this strong a take on it. Excuse me.
Well,
let me ask you this.
Sure.
Are they showcasing him?
And no.
All right. I'm just asking.
In summer league?
What else is the theory behind it?
He's basically playing an NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
So how you showcase somebody that's already played a full damn season in the NBA?
I'm just asking.
Yeah, wasn't he all rookie?
But a lot of
wasn't
yes.
he all rookie?
First team.
Right. So what?
I would like to know.
You know what? I was just the MVP of the Rose Bowl. I'm gonna go back and play with my high school.
I would like to know how
what
many first.
What are you doing?
I would like to know how many first team all rookies would have to go have gone
none!
To the summer league.
None.
I mean, he's probably gonna play one game, and when I say one game, like 20, not even 20 minutes, 15 minutes.
Word is he's playing a few.
Really?
Word is he's playing a few.
What are they trying to gain?
That's what I would.
You know what? This is the Miami Thibodeaux.
Well, hard to say.
No, it ain't hard to say.
Well, so you don't.
Dude, I think this is crazy. You understand? Our rookie, the guy's played more basketball as a rookie, than anybody else on your team.
Sure, you've already been in a playoff series,
right?
Yep.
Let's go play summer league.
I think he's trying to. I think they're trying to gel him with Khalil Ware.
No. Why? Because.
I don't know. Because they'll probably play a lot on the second unit together.
I mean,
you know?
I'm not going to say nothing.
What?
But if that's your attitude, there's a couple other people that should probably go give them, like.
Well, not everybody would say yes. Who do you think should go? Name names.
We don't need another hero.
Wow!
I'm just saying. According to your logic, right? Would be the guy that played the least amount of basketball.
Schmeathen says rumor is they're training Jaime to play the point, which would make sense if you want to get him in a little bit of a rhythm with Ware.
Dude,
that dynamic
you can
big
do whatever you
little
can
pick and roll action,
to justify
a little two man game.
But I am not sending. The guy that has been the most reliable basketball player as far as games played, other than Bam, right?
Yeah.
To summer league. I'm not doing it.
He wants to work on things, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Speaking of Bam, by the way, and two-man game, sparks the U.S. immediately with that lob from Anthony Edwards. Ant-Man. Ant-Bam. Oh. Right on the bench together.
Can I just say something?
Just
say this? This time of year is when I hate you the most.
Don't say that.
I have to.
It's not nice.
Sometimes it needs to be said.
Why?
Because all there is conjecture and what ifs.
I'm talking real hoops. By the way, how about Joel Embiid fouling out in 12 minutes last night?
What was he? A ninja?
Well, because he's a flop merchant, and
they got the
FIBA refs have a tighter whistle.
Do they do the
you only get 5 fouls first of all in FIBA.
And do you do the what do they call it, the like in hockey?
Embellishment. He like whacks somebody in the face. He's like, What did I do?
You're a giant and the guy's on the floor bleeding.
The guy's like, we're playing a friendly and you punched me right in the face. Why did you do that? But
Canada's like got a good team.
Yeah, but they got humbled yesterday because they got off to a really good start. And then once you
there's a couple of guys on the U.S. team that look on the sidelines and say, all right, that's enough.
They have great guards. Right? They have really great guards, but the U.S. is a giant.
Yeah, they're all like
too big.
They could put a whole team out there that's what, 6'9", 6'10"?
Yeah, it's too big.
Right.
They're too big. But it was noticeable the symmetry that Ant Bam had together because everybody was throwing the ball all over the place early on, and then immediately
Ant Bam.
Yeah, Ant Bam. It was immediate.
What I'm saying, Dan? This is the time of year, dude.
Immediately Ant Man and Captain Bamerica go out there together and they saved America because we were about to be embarrassed. And Canada was about to have their revenge for the Panthers beating Edmonton in the Stanley Cup.
First of all, there's enough guys on that team. You ain't going to get embarrassed.
Oh, dude, it was embarrassing.
And keep in mind, Canada's good. You don't think so?
They're good.
So who do you think the second best team is besides America?
I'll take a crack at it if you want me to.
Maybe sure. Serbia?
No, it's Canada.
France is good, too.
Says the world, not you.
Serbia.
Says the world.
Serbia almost won the gold medal last year.
Second-ranked team.
Nah, that's...
It's true. What do you...
They're one-trick ponies.
Oh, my goodness. Dan?
What?
Like, even facts don't work with him.
I mean, I was kind of right. Spain is number two.
No, Canada's number two. It's U.S.
Canada's number seven in the FIBA world rankings. Huh? So Canada's number seven.
You're going
but on the Olympic rankings.
Their backcourt talent is really great.
No, I didn't. That's the list.
Dude, their third leading scorer is Dylan Brooks.
I know, which is crazy. First of all, wow. You know what's great about this time of year? How many times have you gone, he's French? He's Canadian? Right.
Speaking of, by the way, Nikola Jovic, it was announced yesterday by their Serbian coach. I had to use Serbia Google Translate. He is not going to go to the showcase games. He will be ready for group play, apparently, but he's not traveling with the team for these pre-games. Still healing from the ankle. He just got out of his boot. So.
Yeah, so that's how.
But he'll be there. But
He played a lot, too, more than he was used to.
He should be ready to go. He should be ready to go for that first U.S. game that counts, though, in group play. So keep a note on that for our boy Jovic. They got Jovic. They got Joker. They got two Bogdanoviches. Do they have two Bogdanoviches? They have one Bogdanovich. I don't know where Boyan is from. Not sure.
You took a lot of liberties with that comment.
They have every Bogdanovich. But Canada can only Olynyk you so much, you know? Like, he tried that fake out pass, and it worked like 3 times, and then they're like, all right, we figured you out, Olynyk. He's got one trick, Kelly Keeper.
Isn't Kelly Olynyk the only big they have?
Yeah, I don't know. Powell is their starter. He's on the Mavs. I didn't know he was Canadian.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't know.
This is that time of year, right?
Yeah, I didn't know.
This is that time of year.
Had no idea he was Canadian.
Now we do.
I also didn't know that the head coach of Canada is coaching the Nets. I didn't know that he was their new coach.
You know, what's amazing is that you, like, when you get to Serbia and those countries, you know the guys that are from there, the names, right? But there's a lot of guys who go, oh, Canadian.
Yeah. Not gonna lie, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander shook me a little bit. I didn't know that. I mean, I knew it last year, but I didn't know. I didn't know. It took me in the middle of his career, but I was like, oh.
Canadian.
All right.
Is Wiggins is not playing. Is Wiggins playing? No. I don't remember
him playing last night.
He's Canadian.
He is Canadian, though.
Yeah.
He is Canadian. Canada's having a moment.
Right.
They definitely are having a moment, but they need more size. The American team, it's giant. But anyway, a lot of people were mad at Embiid last night because, you know, Embiid. He could have been on a bunch of teams. He's on America. They start him. The starting lineup was Steph, Devin Booker, LeBron, Joel Embiid. Who am I missing? Oh, Jrue Holiday. And once the second unit came in, they were shorthanded last night. You know, they lost Kawhi Leonard, not surprisingly, and Kevin Durant didn't play. So I think they only had 10 real players. They had some select guys there too. But the band was on the second unit with Anthony Davis.
Mm-hmm.
He looked happy. Just letting you know. He liked playing the four. Why are you ignoring me?
Because it's that time of year.
It's not that time of year. You've been wanting this.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going on vacation?
What?
Are you going on vacation?
Don't deflect. You always do this. No, when you're exhausted with a take, you deflect to a new subject.
Because I think it's ridiculous that Jaime Jaquez is playing this summer.
I apologize. Oh, it's not my decision. What if they're trying to get him ready to run the point?
You had no idea about that until. Oh. You're enjoying yourself, aren't you?
Very much so. take a break.
Wait, hey. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you right now.
Mm-hmm.
When he gets banged up or hurt, or if some, God forbid, something should happen, he gets hurt, or if he's sore at the end of the year and he's got boo-boos mm-hmm. and aches from playing too much basketball, mm-hmm. I don't want to hear it.
That's not fair.
I don't want
to
hear it.
How am I supposed to know that? How am I supposed to?
You know, he got tired and at the end of last year, he was sore.
I understand, but how am I supposed to know that that was the cause? You don't know.
Too much basketball?
Schmeathan also said totally made up the Jaime Jaquez thing. Sounded good.
Smith, what are we doing? Let me tell you something. This is Twitch, YouTube.
He's usually reliable on stuff like that.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right
Sounds
now.
Sounds good.
We need a break.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to just calm the hell down,
mm-hmm.
right?
Although you ever think if Schmeath and Schmolnick was like working in the Heat organization, like you didn't know, but he's just been here the entire time, like he's in the video room and he goes... checking on my boys, just troll them all day. And I'll throw them a real nugget every now and then.
We don't need any additional trolls, right? I have enough. I have enough. I have enough. Like, I don't need 15 deep on the trolling.
That's what the Heat said last night in Summer League. No draft picks. We have enough.
But they do have draft picks.
Not last night, though. They didn't play them.
Oh.
Are the Heat trying to win the Summer League over there in Vegas? Is that like one of their goals?
It might be. You know, Dan, like it was last year, Jaime didn't really play in Vegas Summer League.
He did not.
You know?
So let me get this straight. As a rookie, they said, he just got done with basketball. We're not going to play him a lot in Summer League. But after 75 games, you figure, okay, have at it.
Well, he was hurt last year. He hurt his shoulder.
Yeah. He looked good in the two games he played, though.
He did.
So maybe they figure give him more run. This year he'll be even better. I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking.
So Copa America has its final. Yesterday, Colombia beats Uruguay 1-0.
It's going to be a good-looking crowd Sunday.
Oh, dude! So they will take on the GOAT and Argentina, also known as, on Sunday at Hard Rock Stadium. By the way, Solana... and WQM will be out at Mickey Burns
Woo!
In downtown Hollywood for a block party for the Copa Finals. The block party starts at 2 p.m., and there will be live music, food trucks, love a food truck, and ice-cold beer specials all day and night. You guys can enter to win a pair of Inter Miami tickets and go see Messi play and many other cool giveaways. Solana will be there Ooh. At Mickey Burns at 2 o'clock. You got the Goosies, Dan Day? You excited about this?
Those watch parties are awesome. You know, I'm limited in how I say that you can win prizes, but Leroy, they have the best type of beer at those watch parties.
Oh,
you wow. know what the best type of beer is?
Free?
Yeah.
It's Thursday. You'll be by me tonight, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
I live at Duffy's on the weekend, but...
Duffy's is so good, dude. Duffy's
is good.
That buffalo chicken sandwich.
Speaking of free beer, come on by tonight, Leroy. I got you, man. Free drinks.
I know the last time I went, we played the little,
the trivia.
Yeah, trivia.
And your wife stops and goes, how are you going to get home tonight to me? I don't know why she asked that, but she asked, how are you going to get home? You go, he's a professional.
He'll figure it out. Well, is this the result you expected, Dande? You are our soccer expert. Colombia beating Uruguay yesterday. They did it shorthanded, yeah? Didn't they?
Yeah, they did it shorthanded most of the game.
Didn't somebody Bones Jones somebody in the middle of the game? It
got kind of nasty. Yeah, Colombia, as far as the Euros and the Copa, I think they played better than any team in these tournaments. They have been just lights out. Uruguay, typical, tried to pull them into the mud. They try to play more fast, Colombia. Colombia got an early goal. And once Colombia got that early goal, it's hard to play in the mud when you're down. So, yeah, I did expect Argentina because they just find ways to win. They had to play Canada. Come on. It was good. Right.
Hey. So what the hell happened? Because did you see this, Leroy? It's probably going to be all over television at some point today. But, well, I don't know because it's – I don't know what ESPN's rules of are throwing up Fox footage for this. But yesterday – Uruguay goes up into the crowd afterwards, and they're basically, we had almost a malice at the palace. They're fighting the Colombian fans.
What?
Yeah. What the hell happened, Dan?
So I think it's a little bit of frustration. Uruguay upset that Colombia beat them, but apparently a lot of Colombia fans were there. There was a small section of Uruguay family and friends, and the Colombia fans apparently were throwing stuff at them, and some of the players saw their family members being quote-unquote attacked. And with the frustration and everything kind of boiling over, they jumped into the crowd and started throwing some haymakers.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
Can't say anything, though. I mean, you're, in a way, protecting your family. So
It is interesting, though. Like, we have one malice at the palace that, like, really changed, you know, NBA guys still scarred about getting suspended for a year. But, like, soccer hooliganism really is in the roots of the sports, like just fighting amongst the crowd.
Dude, soccer is the most like racist, most hardcore, like dangerous fans in the world. Like they don't skate on that. It is nasty.
One guy says condolences on Solana and Uruguay's loss.
Yes! Yes! Colombia!
It's an expensive trip for Solana to leave.
That's tough. Yeah.
When his feelings hurt.
Tuesday night, tough. Fly out, the red eye to Charlotte, wake up, go to the game, lose. He's flying back right now, so it's like, cool.
Oh, that's tough, yeah.
That's tough.
But congrats to Stunt Steve, who says, worst 45 minutes of my life, down a man. I was expecting the equalizer at any point. So he gets to see his team move on, and I assume try and go see them against the GOAT this weekend. And we'll see them versus Argentina Sunday.
How much are those get-in prices for the game?
That's a good question, man. I got to imagine. But honestly, I'm sure it would have been packed no matter what because international soccer draws down here.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to imagine that particular matchup.
It was 1,100 before the matchup was even set. So I'm guessing now with Colombia, Argentina.
So my question is this. He flew up there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But if they had won, the game would be here.
He was going to go.
Okay. So he wanted to go to two games.
No, he's been to every game except when Uruguay won the other day. He's been to every – his pops has been to every single game.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah, he was going to go. Now, is he going to go to the third place game? That's hardcore. If you go cheer on your team in a third place game of the Copa.
Where, lowest, is that down here too?
Right now, the lowest price I see right now for Sunday – is $1,500 on $1,500. And that now, oh man, wow, section 303. So upper is that like a better seat, Dan?
Because no,
like,
it's just
section 303. That doesn't seem to make sense. It must be like a one seater, because like the one seater is $1,500 in section 122. Maybe it's a bad view or something like that because it's corner. But section 303. $1,800.
Yeah, that's what people are saying. Maybe you're more center field in the center of the field. I'm wondering how much Spain and England for the final in the Euro in Germany is going to cost. That's got to be about $3,000 just to get in.
That's crazy.
Got to be a fan.
Even still for Europe, because I know in Europe, usually like tickets, it's, at least in boxing, they're just much more reasonable the way they treat their fans.
Maybe the good Germans have decided to.
Who knows? I mean, it's obviously a huge deal, so maybe the times change. But I do know this is, oh my God, these
I wonder what
$3,000 for tickets in the lower level?
Yeesh. And that's around the whole, there is nothing like soccer now. I'm going to say that. Because, like, it looks like a fun time.
Verified resale, section 148. So mid, a little past midfield, row 17. They're going for $9,000 a piece.
Good God. And it's going to be packed.
Wow.
Everybody wearing them tight ass kits.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I don't know whether they make them Dan, one size fits Dan, because they all get into the same.
Very tight.
Now, I got to tell you, down here, not so bad when one, when a female wears it. But when the man is trying to fit in the same shirt,
yeah,
right, it's a little uncomfortable.
Looks like a lava lamp sometimes.
Yeah.
They still think they can run, though.
Right.
How much are Marlins, man, when the Mets come to town? How much are tickets for those Marlins Mets games compared to Cooper America? Okay,
so you could buy tickets for a whole section for one seat.
you could probably buy, I mean, like
just the whole section,
season tickets up into next year, and you wouldn't hit $1,500 for the Marlins now. My God,
that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, man. All right, so Marlins next game for them.
It's the Mets a week from tomorrow. Because they're at the Reds. Ooh, that's going to be a good one. You get to see Ellie De La Cruz play against the Marlins in Cincinnati, though.
They're like, here you go. This is what a real prospect is.
They get the All-Star break after that. Because remember, Tanner Scott is our lone representative from the Marlins in the All-Star game.
Nothing, and he might not even be a Marlin by the time he gets there.
nothing gets everybody fired up like an All-Star reliever, yeah. Which is nothing against him. He's been very good, but still.
So when the final is Colombia versus Argentina.
Correct.
By the way, $5 tickets for Marlins Mets on the Monday wraparound series.
I say, you know what?
I can get you a better deal.
You know what? Give me this whole section right here.
Yeah.
Leroy, you don't have to buy the whole section.
I want all of the Budweiser bar. So I can watch, of course, Copa America while the Marlins are.
Can you put it on the big screen so I can.
Can I get whatever they call the Clevelander? What do they call the Clevelander now?
Recess.
Name? Recess, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
It'll always be the Cleveland.
And they got rid of the pool.
Yep.
No pool.
Because of you.
I cannot confirm or deny that I was the last person to jump in that pool.
Dan, I think a gator, a snake, and a tortoise would have had more chance of surviving that water than a human.
Bro, it was disgusting. Yeah. It was pure filth in that thing. It was not great. It was not great. I'm not proud of it, but, you know, I said I was going to do it, so I did it.
What was the temperature of the water?
Ooh.
Death.
I don't want to even say lukewarm. I would just say soupy.
Yeah, it seemed that way.
Soupy. Like, it was just, it felt like there was a film in there.
Yeah,
it was just,
that's true.
Like a skunky beer. It was just not good. Not good at all. Not proud of it.
Somebody said the player from Uruguay leading the fight was wearing a Kyler Murray Tobin sports bra.
He was.
They all wear them.
Yeah, because it tracks their heart rate and how many steps they do.
Yeah, they all wear it.
Do you still have that thing?
Yeah.
You use it?
Yeah.
You have the sports bra or you have the tracker?
The tracker.
Both.
Oh, it's both.
He has both because he's like, I'm going to get it. We'll do it for the bit and then I'm going to keep it. I appreciate that. Did you wash it after I wear it?
Yeah, you don't wash the whole thing. You just wash the little bra.
Do you wear it around when you go like running and biking and stuff like that?
No, Dan, you wear it under.
That's what I'm. Oh man!
I mean, you wear it under your clothes.
No, but I'm saying, do you wear?
Add that one to the list.
Do you
like you making this? Like you got me out there.
You are on one today, man.
You got me out there like I'm just wearing a sports bra. No.
I'm saying, do you wear it under the shirt and the jacket when you're biking or running or hiking?
Yeah, I don't bike. I just walk now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't ride that bike. My
but back. Where does it check the data? Does it go to like it goes to your watch?
Yeah.
All right, that's cool.
On my phone.
So the thing that goes, it has like an app, that like has an app?
Yeah, you put the thing in there. You put it's like a bra. And you put the monitor in there, and it monitors everything.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them.
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell.
sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.